This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Scientists use a unique calendar to help understand different climate cycles and how those cycles are changing. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports on Colorado's warm and dry water year.
The 2022 water year ended in September, so we can look back now and see how temperatures and precipitation affected Colorado's snowpack, streams, rivers, and reservoirs over the year. Data from the Colorado Climate Center show it was the sixth warmest and 35th driest water year in more than a century of record keeping. April and November were much drier than long-term averages. July and December were much wetter than normal overall. The 2023 water year started on October 1st, and it's off to a dry start. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Less than 20% of the most vulnerable Coloradans have gotten the new COVID-19 booster. That's the one that targets the Omicron variant. And that includes people 65 and older who account for the most deaths. Overall, only about 1 in 10 Coloradans have gotten the Omicron booster. That beats the national average, but doctors say that number needs to be higher. And the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has received some federal funding to help its members in southwest Colorado. They received more than $1 million in grants to improve law enforcement and almost $23 million to upgrade internet services for the tribe's 2,100 members. Sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s for the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.